independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We're going to spend a lot of money and a lot of expertise. We're going to have great talent having to do with education because there's nothing more important than education.
I love education. Education's important. Very important. I played that because I read a very interesting article in the Washington Post. I know. Very interesting article in the Washington Post. About desperate or disabled? People desperate to the point now where they're figuring out a way to become quote-unquote disabled. Back injury, knee hurts. They're desperate. Americans are desperate. How do we make this country great again for them? For a lot of us, this country is amazing. For them, this country isn't what it once was. So you got to remake it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be a bit harsh here because that's kind of who I am at times. I'm in your face. I should be one of those. I should be Anthony Robbins, right? He didn't pull any punches. I've seen Anthony Robbins seminars. They're not what you see on TV in front of Hawaii, you know, when he's sitting out there and he's got the lay on and he's like, you know, with his ginormous, huge chiclets for teeth, right? And his massive banana hands, right? You know, it's not like it's not all that. He gets in your face and he'll tell you to blankety blank, blank, blank. You got to figure it out for yourself. Stop looking at the government to figure out how it is going to help you live your life, better your life. In this article, it talks about a guy here who's in a rural area in Beaverton, Alabama. God only knows where that's at. Just seems depressing, right? Could be a beautiful place. He can't find a job. Can't get a gig anywhere. His mom and family are desperate, and they're telling him, you've got to file for disability. You've got to figure out a way to get on disability. He says he doesn't want to do that. But he thinks he's going to have to. A lot of people out there like that. How many people? Listen to this. 1996, 7.7 million people. 2015, almost double that, 13 million people. Do you want to know how much money we spend on disability? Hold on to your hats and glasses, kids, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness. $192 billion. Let me put that into perspective for you. If you take food stamps, welfare, housing subsidies, and unemployment assistance, and you roll them all into one, we spend more money on disability than we do those programs combined. Not everybody's disabled. Dare I say a good portion of people nowadays, especially since 2007, have come into some sort of disability? Are there people out there that are truly disabled? My little brother, in a wheelchair with a trach and a G-tube, with cerebral palsy and brain damage, is disabled. Are there a lot of people out there but have become desperate? Yes. And as I read through this, the glaring thing that came to me, that landed in front of me, these people don't want to move. They're desperate to work, they say. They're desperate to do something, they say. They don't want to be on disability. This guy doesn't want that. Yet there is nothing there for him, and they wait. They sit around and wait. When? When's the jobs coming back? Where are they? That is a you problem. That is. You're in a rural area that is completely out of options when it comes to any kind of industry at this moment in time. So your choice is collect $700, $800, $1,000 a month in disability and several people live together and you guys scrape together a non-existent life? Or you pick up and you move. You try to better yourself. You get the hell out of Dodge. When I saw how much money we spend, it made me shake my head. I'm like, what are we doing? And it's not just rural areas. Small metro areas have seen a bump. Urban areas have seen a bump. In fact, some places, especially amongst mostly white rural areas, rural communities, as many as 1 in 3 working age adults live on monthly disability checks. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that aren't disabled. What I am saying is it's not 1 in 3. It's not. These are the places where you want to see where waste is, right? Do you want to see where this kind of thing drives me crazy? And I'm sure you all have friends out there, relatives, people you've known in the past who are on disability, who can't work, and you know full well they're capable of that, but they got frustrated. They couldn't find a job. They couldn't find the right job. And then all of a sudden, unemployment ran out. And when unemployment ran out, desperation filled up their giant what do I do now bucket. Move. Find another place. If there's no fish in this pond, stop baiting a hook and throwing it in. Search for a new pond to fish in. Plus, what it does to a human being. When you get to that point of desperation and you don't think you're going to be able to work anymore because you don't want to make a move to somewhere else, industry's not coming back, and so your choice is you and the kids starve or you do something else. And that is disability. The depression, the sadness, it's horrible. Show some pride in yourself. What are you showing to your kids for a lot of these people? Well, we're putting food on the table. No, you're not. You're giving them a lesson in life that you just give up. Get off your lazy ass, and I'm going to say that to some of you out there. Oh, Chad, that's not very nice. No, it's not. Wasn't meant to be. Go somewhere else. There's something, again, to be said for people who come from a different country and barely speak the language here who are willing to travel hundreds and thousands of miles through treacherous terrain, criminal activity and situations, to come here to work, and your ass, who's born here, is deciding, am I desperate and disabled? Yeah, probably. As I'm reading this, you know one of the other things I saw? Hi, Phil. What I saw in one of these things is this guy smoking cigarettes. If you're desperate and you're that broke, are cigarettes someplace you should put money? I don't think so. What are you going to do to better yourself? Again, it's not about... You know, it's so funny. You sit here, and again, I'm frustrated because I look out there and I look at my son, and I know that if something happened today, God forbid, and I couldn't do the show anymore, damn Skippy, I'd do something else. Not saying everybody doesn't have some issues, but is it an issue that's going to keep you from working? Is it really that kind of issue? Really? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Let's grab a quick call here. I want to hear from more of you. Let's go to, is it Carl in Indy?
Yes, Carl.
What's happening, Carl?
Hey, what I want to say, you know, you're talking about people not being able to find a job and get on disability. Well, what about the people who are just too lazy to work? You know, I know people myself that they just don't want to work, so they get on disability. I know one guy told me several years ago that he was going to find something to get on disability for so he didn't have to work. And then, you know, a few years later, that's what he did. You know, they make up stuff just to get on disability because they're too lazy to work.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's out there, man. And it's frustrating because when you realize it costs us almost $200 billion, and that's more than food stamps and housing subsidies and welfare and unemployment insurance to pay for this kind of stuff. And I bet you a good portion of that is waste, and it takes away from the people that are really disabled, and it makes everybody go, we've all known people that are like that. And it's insane. It really is. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. And Carl's right. I bet every one of you listening right now has a story of somebody, whether it's a family member or a friend, that has gotten desperate and or looked for an easy, lazy way out, and disability was the way to go. And they probably work under the table doing other things, and we're fronting the bill. But if you're that desperate that your choice is disability or moving, and you choose disability, I have zero problems saying you are lazy. Get your ass out there and work. Again, there are people out there that genuinely, absolutely, positively are in a situation where they have no choice. But is it 1 in 3 in certain areas? I doubt it. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. As we talk about this, right? I'm not cheap. I'm not frugal. I'm none of those things. I'm smart about things I spend money on. I look at my car. I don't want to own a new car. There's no reason for me to. I need to go to and fro. I'm past those days where I need all these kind of things. But what I do want is peace of mind when it comes to my vehicle, when it comes to its engine. Right? That's why I recommend extended coverage. Get it like I did from CarShield. Let me tell you why this is amazing. Manufacturer warranty, it's fantastic. But if that goes away and something happens to your car, new engine, could be $5,000, new transmission, $2,000-$3,000. Woo! It adds up, kids. Even a sensor nowadays costs you $1,000 just to figure out what's going on. If your car is 3 to 12 years old, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield is amazing. They make the whole process absolutely easy. You select your favorite mechanic, doesn't matter who it is. You could even take it to the dealership. No check in the mail. Because they take care of everything right there to the mechanic, the dealership, whoever it is, 24-hour roadside assistance. This is what's amazing. Not only will they help you out through the 24-hour roadside assistance, they're going to get you a rental car if something happens to your car. Boom. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of dollars in potential repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-856-1441. Mention Benson. That's me. Hello. Trust me, you guys are going to love this. Peace of mind. All right? Peace of mind. Or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested, mother approved.
And by mom, we mean 844-DIG-CHAD. You should see Anthony. Anthony gave me the look. Don't say it! Oh, Huey didn't. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Desperate or disabled. Get off your lazy ass and move. Here's the thing. I think we start rounding up people who are lazy, who don't want to work, who are feigning disability, and we trade them for some of these people that have come from so far away that have been an added benefit to our country, even though they're here illegally, and we do a swap, right? We do a swap. Chad, I'm just throwing it out there, kids. We're working stuff up. Terry and Indy, what's happening?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good, brother.
Hey, I was telling you, guy, in 2001, they decided they were going to put me on disability. The federal government did, because I got in an accident, got hurt. had internal injury, so they pulled my CDL, so I couldn't work no more. Well, the company I was working for put me on short-term disability. Wow, when they put me on total disability in 2001, I went to Social Security and said, I want to come off disability. I want to go back to work. They said, you can't do it. You had internal injuries. I'm working for the same company I was working for the day I got hurt. And I went back to work for them as a contractor, and I make $120,000 a year. These people that don't want to work is because they're lazy. They're ridiculous. There's so many people out there. I'm totally disabled, dude. I'm not supposed to be behind the wheel. I go to work every day, but now I drive for myself. I got myself a big pickup truck, and I go to work, and I make $130,000 a year. How the heck do you not work? I mean, there's too many people out here that want to draw Social Security, and they do it. They get SSI, is what they call it. That supplemental security. People have never paid a penny in. I had full pay in when they put me on it, and I was 37 years old because I'd always worked. I get tired of these people that don't want to work. All they want to do is draw off the society and drain it.
It's crazy, brother. It's crazy. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Bob and Indy, what's going on, man?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a fun fact for everybody. Over 70% of the people that apply for disability, they're turned down. And even if you do have something wrong with you, there's a 2 to 3 year waiting period before you get to your hearing.
Yeah. It's a long time.
And it's a very long time.
But the truth is, it also depends too. Like if you get hurt on the job, Bob, and I appreciate your call, man, we got to jump. If you get hurt on the job, you're going to get short-term disability. There's ways that they bridge the gap. For a lot of people, it's desperation. They've run out of other options and now they've got an injury. But you know what? Most of you don't. And to think that you want to sit there all day and collect $740 and live day to day and just barely get by. My God, what is wrong with you? What lesson is that for your child? Get off your ass, move, fish in a different pond. That's it. Simple. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Absolutely not for any political purposes to spy, expose anything. I leaked nothing to nobody and never have and never would.
Susan Rice is so funny. Do you think she takes acting classes? Was it the weekend after the Benghazi when she was on all five talking head shows talking about how it was a video and a spontaneous situation that took place and how all of this went down when it came to Benghazi? Now she did nothing. Look, nothing to see here. Zero, zilch, nada. You know what may be interesting is that these two administrations, the former and the current, are so desperate in a fight to expose this, that, or the other that they end up blowing each other up. Literally nuclear optioning themselves up. Because the more they dig for stuff, right, for Russia, the further the hole is they dig themselves into on how they find out stuff. As I said earlier about Russia, wait a minute here. Russia, right? Russia is trying to influence people, I think. Is that correct, Mrs. Rice?
They're meddling in elections in Europe, and it's important that we improve our defenses against this kind of effort in the future, because if we don't, we should well assume that they will continue to try to do so.
Okay, so the Russians are meddling in Europe. They're doing that. We know that because we do it. We meddle everywhere. They meddle everywhere. So what you're telling us is that while we have done stuff like that, see the last Israeli election, and we've tried to influence countless elections across the globe, while we have done that, it would be inconceivable and unthinkable that a current sitting president would be tempted to wink, wink, nudge, nudge a few people down the line to maybe, find out some stuff about the person that could potentially be the next president. And then when that person is elected president, what he or she may be doing during the transition period. So you would never do anything for political purpose, you or the or former President Obama.
The allegation is that somehow Obama administration officials utilized intelligence for political purposes. That's absolutely false.
Okay, I'm just trying to gather it all up because you know what? We are so above board here. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Doesn't mean really anything in your life. I'm just trying to point out the absolute insanity that goes on. Don't tell me that you guys of all, right, who weaponized the IRS. Producer Phil, how many people were fired again in that whole weaponization of the IRS? Just remind me.
I don't believe anyone was, Chad.
Oh, that's right. The big number zero. It's not even a number. I'm pointing it out there. So don't tell me that that couldn't potentially happen. That's all. Do I think that you guys, quote unquote, did something untoward to try and do something? No. Do I think that you were curious about stuff? That is possible. Let's all be serious, right, for a second. You have a chance to listen to people. We love eavesdropping, right? How many of you sitting at a restaurant, people start talking behind you and you hear something you might be interesting and you're like, shh, 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 right? You walk by your boss's office, they're talking in there, you, whoa, whoa, whoa. You might not use any of that. It's just interesting. That's all. I'm throwing it out there. That's all. Let it sit where it may be. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't think anything's going to come out of this other than it's going to waste everybody's time. It's going to waste a lot of money. It's going to waste a lot of resources. And in the end, nobody's going to jail. In the end, it's just all just screaming and yelling. It's great for sound bites. It makes Anderson Cooper look cool. It makes Wolf Blitzer look cool. It makes, you know, O'Reilly, although he's got enough troubles right now. You know, it makes all of these, you know, all of these people feel, oh, but it's not real. Doesn't deal with real issues. That's what I want to deal with, real issues. Let's flip back to education for just a second. President Trump spoke about education, and I love it. And this is one of the things that I love that he talked about when it comes to education.
We have to bring education more local. We can't be managing education from Washington. They want to run their school programs locally, and they'll do a much better job.
I think that's I love that. I want the federal government to stay out of it. I love the fact that he wants to make education more local. I think it should be more local. I want teachers to have more control. You're in there day in and day out with these students. You should have far more say than you do on what you're teaching these kids. I want that. One of the things, though, that some states are actually looking at, and I like this a lot. You do? I do. Should U.S. high school students know at least as much about the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, as immigrants passing an American citizenship test? I like it. Kentucky last week, Arkansas in March, came the latest of more than a dozen states since 2015 that require high school social studies curriculum to include material covered by 100 questions asked on the naturalization exam. Minnesota is one of them. They said they're hoping to foster a deeper understanding of fundamentals of American democracy by adding a full course to study its most important documents. They went on to say, rights may be inherited, but ideas need to be taught. And that right there is absolutely true. Too often than not, we are spoiled with all the riches that we have. We take them for granted. We have all of these rights, but we don't really cherish them or recognize them. Better yet, we don't even understand them because we're not taught them anymore. We're not taught rights. Here's some of the questions that are on this. I'm just going to run through a few of them. What does the Constitution do? Is one of the questions. What is an amendment? Is a question. How many amendments does the Constitution have? What are the two rights in the Declaration of Independence? The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the Constitution. Name one of the writers. Most people can't name James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay. That's crazy. What is one right of freedom from the First Amendment? Anyone, anyone, anyone? Speech, religion, assembly, press, petition to the government? Boom! Most people don't even... You ask most people, what are the three branches of government? They can't tell you. Now, they may not be able to tell you the, you know, the judicial, legislation, executive. They may not be able to tell you that. They may know, okay, well, it's the president, and you know, it's the Congress and stuff, and it's the Senate, and you got the... And you got the judge guys and gals. They may say something like that, but most people don't. They can't even come up with that. It's not because they're ignorant. It's just because we've gone in such a different way. Nowadays, it's all about passing a damn test, right? Isn't that what it is nowadays? I talk to my teacher friends. They're frustrated as hell. It's all about passing a test. We are so blessed in this country. We have this amazing Constitution, this Bill of Rights. We have the Federalist. We have all of these amazing writings that you go back. It's not just those. There are so many more amazing writings out there. We don't study them. We don't understand the gift that we have because we have an embarrassment of riches sitting in front of us in our freedoms. And we're not taught what they're about. We're not taught why we have these. We're not taught about, hey, the reason we have these is because of this, this, and this. We're not taught any of those things. I love the fact that we have this opportunity to do this, and I think more kids should learn this. I'm not saying you walk around and you memorize the Constitution. That's Ted Cruz stuff. It's nuts. I am saying it's okay to know some of the writers of the Federalist Papers and also know that April the giraffe is going to have her baby. What's not cool is knowing that April is going to have the baby. And you have no idea what the Federalist Papers are. A lot of times I don't blame that on the people. I blame that on the fact that they just weren't taught that. Can't blame it on teacher if it's not in the curriculum. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at Chad Benson Show. You can text the program 323-538-2423. Hey, you. Guess what? There's a better way. A better way to what? To protect your home. Oh, there is, eh? You're spending money. You've got that big, giant, huge thing that you push button-wise. And it's like, you need to figure out, are you a programmer? How does this work? Am I moving a satellite? How much does this cost again? There's a simpler, better way to protect your home. It's called Simply Safe Home Security. And it is simple. And I do mean that. First thing you do is you go online. A few clicks. Click, click. Boom, Simply Safe Home Security is on its way. A few days later, it's on your doorsteps. An hour after that, your home is surrounded with 24/7 professional protection. Doesn't get any simpler than that. No hidden fees, no long-term contracts, no hassle, just better, smarter home security. That is the best part about Simply Safe. That home security part is amazing. And it's so easy. My mom set it up. My mom, again, afraid of the ATM machine, thinks it's evil that money would give us stuff out of a wall. She set it up. Still has an old phone, flip phone. Easy for her to do. It'll be easy for you. Just think, you order today, by the weekend, boom, your house is safe and secure with Simply Safe. So go to simplysafe.com/Benson now to get my special 10% discount. But hurry, discount's not going to last forever. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off. Simply Safe, home security simply. simplysafe.com/Benson. It's the Chad Benson Show. Wrap it up straight here.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 sucks and 10 rocks, welcome to Talk Radio's 11. It's the Chad Benson Show.
These go to 11.
They do. I'm short a few bucks. I bid as best I could But I did not have the fetching asking price from Sotheby's in Hong Kong of $71.2 million for the 59.6-carat pink star, the largest polished diamond ever on the auction block. It's not the first time the pink star has gone up for sale. It sold for $83 million at Sotheby's auction in Geneva, but the buyer, the New York diamond cutter Isaac Wolf, defaulted on the deal. Sotheby's then ended up saddled up with this expensive stone yet again. They decided to roll it out. It sold for $71.2 million. That is a lot of get you out of jail things if you're a husband, right? Like, I mean, that's, I can't believe you were with my sister. Look at your ring. I love you. Like, that is, I joke. Like, what do you do with that, though? I mean, honestly, you've got a diamond that big. What do you do with it? It's an investment. It's going to sit there. It's probably going to grow in value over the next several years and decades. But what do you honestly do with it? You don't wear it, right? You don't wear that. You're not taking that out at night. Do you sleep in it? It's like a doorknob. It's what it looks like. It looks like a doorknob. Like, you'd walk up and you start to twist somebody's hands. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about that. $71.2 million. Man, that is crazy. Speaking of crazy, if you ever want to go to Harvard, the opportunity for you to do so is now. It may not be the course you want to take, but it is a four-week course of resistance against the Donald.
The four-week resistance school course was created by liberal students in Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. The four in-person and live-streamed classes are followed by interactive homework assignments. Organizers say they hope to train activists to, quote, strengthen the skills they need to take collective action and effectively resist the Trump agenda. The course is open to people anywhere in the world. Organizers say around 3,000 groups representing more than 10,000 people have registered. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Thank you, Mark. I like that it's at the Kennedy School of Business because, you know, super above board those guys were, right? It's like getting your driver's license from the Ted Kennedy School of Driving, right? Remember how they built their empire? I believe it was booze. Illicit things. All right? They've got a course to resist Trump. This is the insanity we live in. I can't even believe that.
But, Chad, they have a great spokesperson. Yeah.
And who would that be?
That'd be Al Sharpton.
No.
We must and we will much about that be committed.
He is amazing. I cannot. He had a TV show. Does he still have a radio show?
I'm not sure about that.
What is. Good God. That is just amazing. We must resist this president, says not me. I want my president to be successful. I don't care who the president is. I think this stuff is insane. I think this only drives us further apart. We're not learning how to interact with one another. We're not seeing things from each other's point of view. We're not doing any of those things because we are so hyper-focused on our own myopic little needs and world that we don't realize that there are other people out there who have a different mindset, who have a different belief system, who have different thought patterns. And rather than try to understand them, we do things like this in hopes of derailing the president. And in doing so, you get what? Are there cookies? Do you get a trophy? Is there something? Diversity, kids. It's about diversity. And diversity becomes not because of the color of your skin, your religion, the person you love, what you identify as. It's about your thought patterns in life. Find out why the other person believes what they believe. Have a discussion with them. Be open-minded. They may teach you something. You may teach them something. Guess what? Everybody gets a little smarter, and you part as friends. Oh, my goodness. Phil, I think we're going to have to take the show on the road and lead these people. I think it's time.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Church of Chad. Non-denominational. And we are a nonprofit. Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy. Hey, speaking of the show, friend me on the old Facebook there, kids. That's Chad Benson Show. You can also follow me at the old Twitter, at Chad Benson Show. And always 365 days a year, 24/7, you can text thine program 323-538-2423. Hey, today was Tuesday. We did great. Tomorrow, we promised to get you over the hump. For my man Phil, my other man over here, the Anthony. My name is Chad Benson, and as I always do each and every single night, kids, I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.